A theater company in Mount Airy is getting ready for Juneteenth by staging a play about the end of the Civil War. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports on Quintessence Theater's Philadelphia premiere A Father Comes Home from the War.
When audiences enter the Sedgwick Theater in Mount Airy, they are told by an announcer that they have arrived at a Juneteenth gala celebration. The actors on stage are singing. These are people enslaved on a Texas plantation in the 1860s, but director Rael Mirac Hodges dressed them in the finest period clothes, tuxedos, and hoop skirt gowns.
I want an audience to walk in and feel underdressed. We don't celebrate to the highest of these moments.
Father Comes Home from the Wars by Suzanne Laurie Parks is about an enslaved man who's offered a promise of freedom if he fights as a soldier for the Confederacy during the Civil War. It caps off Quintessence Theater's season of plays about love and war. Since a year ago, when artistic director Alex Burns programmed this season, the real-life wars around the world have dominated the headlines.
Sadly, we're living in a time where there is more literal war than there was when we were planning it.
There's always a war, isn't there? There's always one.
The genius of this play for me is the impact on the human psyche from the trauma of war and what that does to a good man and who gets to be a hero in a war.
Father Comes Home from the Wars concludes with the first Juneteenth in 1865, when news of the Emancipation Proclamation finally reached Texas. The four-week run of this play includes a performance on June 19th. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.